This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Doris, you, of course, bring us the historical perspective. Midterm doldrums? Or do you see something else happening this week? And I'm thinking about what happened in Paris. It didn't go as the president, I guess, had hoped. He skipped going to a cemetery honoring those killed in World War I, American soldiers. He was then reportedly very upset with his staff about how there had been a cancellation for weather and they didn't have a contingency plan. But then, back here at home, on Veterans Day, he didn't go to Arlington National Cemetery. Just give us the historical perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem that something deeper is going on in his reaction to the loss of the midterms. You know, he seems to have divided the world into winners and losers. When he was once asked about his temperament when he was running for president, he said, I have the very, very best temperament because I always win, I never lose. And I think losing is much more complicated for him than for an ordinary president because of that division of the world. And I think he's gone into something that you could only see as a depression, unable to rally himself to go to the cemetery in Europe, unable to rally himself to follow the traditional ritual of going to Arlington, more than a bad head day, more than bad weather, and then, of course, blaming the White House staff for not understanding the terrible PR relationship that would show. It's a human instinct to go to that cemetery. It's a human instinct to express your thing. It's a human instinct to rally through resilience.
Donald Trump is depressed. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. Can you imagine Donald Trump being depressed? Let me just figure out all the reasons Donald Trump should be depressed. He's president of the United States. He's a billionaire. He's got a hot trophy wife. And I don't know, life sucks and then you die, huh? Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Do me a favor, folks. Spread the show far and wide. I don't know who your email list is. It's probably loaded with conservatives. Get them a link to a segment and let them just take off with it. You know, get them one of the shorter links, maybe one of the segment ones, which is the top of the hour. It's our shortest link, shortest segment, just under 8 minutes, and let them have at it. Let them get to know who I am, Kevin Jackson, representing you, you conservative nationalist. Yeah, mostly made up of the hodgepodge of Americans known as, well, Americans. Yeah, you were waiting on something, weren't you? You were waiting on color or something like that. Anyway, like Donald Trump, I don't get depressed very much. I may get down a bit. You know, things can affect you. If you're a human being, things will affect you. But in terms of being down, no. I'm voted Mr. Optimistic almost at every place that I go, especially every pageant I enter. Mr. Universe, I'm voted Mr. Optimistic. I've never won one. No, I don't have the muscles. I don't have the good looks or whatever, but I've always got that personality because you're not going to get me down. There's no reason to be down. We're winning. I understand it's a fight. It shouldn't have to be a recurring fight all the time, but it is. And let me tell you something. Donald Trump is an iterative guy. The guy's a machine. Gorka said at this event I was at, he was like, he goes, to have the energy of a person like Donald Trump, I would love to have the energy of Donald Trump when I'm, he's like, I'm 46 and Donald Trump has more energy than I have, you know, blah, blah. And he's true. It's right. Donald Trump lives, eats, breathes, and sleeps doing this job. And I hope he's a machine because you do need to let the body recover and all that. I've had to learn that because I worked 20 hours a day for the majority of my life. And I finally had to say, Kevin, let your body get some rest. So I'm doing a minimum of 6 hours of sleep at night. And it's not always uninterrupted, unfortunately, because things can wake you up. But you need to. Anyway, this lady says Donald Trump's in the doldrums because he lost the midterms. Donald Trump kept the Senate, and he lost fewer seats than the average president during the midterms. He lost the fewest seats. We know the Democrats cheated. They don't quit voting just because the polls close. Yeah, when the polls close, the Democrats do after hours. You know, they now have after hours trading with the stock market. When the stock market used to close in the old days, it was closed until the next day. Now they have after hours trading. That's exactly what the Democrats do. They participate in after hours trading. So after all the after hours trading and the cheating that went on, guess what? Donald Trump still has multiple seats in the Senate, and he's in good shape as far as a first-term president goes. But you know what he has more than anything? He has your support, and he has the knowledge of knowing that he knows the government now better than he did in any way he could have known before he was president. He knows that the deep state is now in big trouble. By the way, I'm going to give you guys a little inside baseball. I was talking with a congressman over the weekend. I'm going to give you some inside baseball. It's not good news right away. And it surprised me to hear it. And it has to do with the new acting attorney general, Whitaker. So I'm not going to cover it next segment. I want to talk about Avenatti. But it's sad news, but we'll figure out a way around it. But anyway, so Donald Trump supposedly loses the midterms. That's what his doldrums are over. Well, I think Donald Trump is enough of a realist to know, okay, I got the Senate. I'm going to get all my judges approved. That's going to walk through. Even with Mitt Romney, who wants to think of himself as the new McCain, I would bet you, the new Maverick, the guy who's going to buck the system, the guy who can get Donald Trump back. Even with him, you know, Donald Trump is still going to have the way to get his federal court, district court judges through, and even when he has to get his next Supreme Court judge passed. It's going to make it a lot easier. So think of it this way. We wouldn't have even had a Kavanaugh situation had it not been for being so close, you know, and the fact that Flake was in, Murkowski and Susan Collins were up for grabs, and so on and so forth. So now we've got a comfortable lead that I think will grow. And I'm going to make a prediction. And I know you guys go, Kevin, you didn't win the House thing. I did win the House prediction. I told you guys that we were going to win the House. We won the House. We just got cheated out of it. Now, here's what I'm going to make a prediction for. We're not only going to bolster our numbers in the Senate in 2020. Trump will become president again. We're going to bolster our numbers in the Senate, gain another couple of seats. And I'm going to already start looking at these campaigns. We're going to get the House back. And the reason is Donald Trump is going to focus on the economy, the things that matter to people, and you and I are going to continue to extol his virtues and make sure that people understand that these cries of racism, sexism, etc., are meaningless. That's how he's going to win. So let's see who's in the doldrums in 2020. Now that the man who understands the presidency has not 2 years, but 4 years to evaluate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, the irony. Avenatti was in the hot seat last week. Still is to a degree. Too bad he's not a black Muslim from Minnesota, because then he could beat his wife or girlfriend and maybe get due process or no process at all. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com is how you can find me. I hope you will, and I hope you share our show with others because you can get it online. KJRadio.com, again, is where you can do that. And if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So Michael Avenatti wants due process. This is the very thing that was not given to Brett Kavanaugh when everybody was talking about, I believe her. And where is Blasey Ford right now? I guess he's redecorating the beach house. It's kind of that whole situation reminds me of Bernie Sanders, you know, the sellout who let Hillary Clinton steal the election from him so he could not have to actually work and implement his plans, but instead run off with millions of dollars, buy himself $90,000 Audis, mountain homes, lake homes, or whatever it is, and become the Democrats' equivalent of John McCain. And you know what? The Democrats responded. The people that were Bernie or bust responded, and they said no more. Bernie Sanders couldn't get 200 people to come to a rally anymore. He used to get 2,000. Now, the real question is, as we expose more and more of these scoundrels, as we expose the Democrat tricks, where has it gotten us? We expose Claire McCaskill, Project Veritas, went undercover, exposed her. She's anti-gun. She's going to play the moderate to get elected. They expose Kyrsten Sinema, right? Her campaign. They expose Andrew Gillum, his own college roommate, believe it or not, the black guy that said Florida is a jacked up state, bunch of crackers. He completely racialized, I mean, in a most racist, heinous way. And then said, Andrew, I know Andrew well. They thought he was just a crackpot black guy that was working on the campaign. He was Andrew Gillum's college roommate. He was exposed. Gillum was exposed. Heidi Heitkamp's campaign was exposed. Bredesen's or whatever his name in Tennessee, his campaign was exposed. And you know what all these clowns were doing? They were faking being moderates and knowing that they are hardcore leftists. Why? In order to fool you. You got fooled because they told you we lost the House. We didn't lose the House. You know how many House races they said went down between 0 and 0.2% votes? 0 to 0.2%. We lost, I think they said, 12 House seats. That's the difference between the Republicans having a Senate or not having, I mean, the House or not having it. And then there were six others that were less than 2%. It was crazy ridiculous how much we got cheated out of these elections, cheated out of the Senate race in Arizona. Now, did we get some seats? Absolutely. Did we win some governorships? Absolutely. But we got ripped off. And you know who helped? Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti finds himself in the hot seat because now we must believe her. He's the one that said it. He's the one that set this whole thing in motion. What about that irony? Creepy porn lawyer. Lawyer for the adult film star, how's that for a euphemism? Stormy Daniels gets arrested for domestic violence. And he gets booked in L.A.? Yeah, L.A. But here's what the irony was. When he gets arrested, here's what Avenatti says. Avenatti says, and I want to see if you catch it, all right? He says, I have never hit a woman. He goes, there's nobody that could say I hit a woman. Never hit a woman in my past, nor would I ever hit a woman. Okay? And what he didn't say was, did he address the allegation? I don't know if you guys caught that. Because they're saying, did you hit your wife? I've never hit a woman in the past, and I would never hit a woman in the future. Oh, but what about the present, Michael? Did you hit your wife? That's a direct question. Did you do it? And he doesn't want to give you an answer. Which, by the way, is Psych 101 for how to detect a liar. He won't answer the direct question. He could just say, yeah, let me put it to you this way. It's a tricky question. Like, have you stopped beating your wife? If you ask that question, he could say, that's not a fair question. But he doesn't try to, well, yes, I hit her, but you don't understand what happened. It's kind of like, I think Keith Ellison, the very first thing he said when they said, did you hit your girlfriend? He said, yeah, but she hit me first, or something along those lines. Right? I don't think anybody should put their hands on anybody. But that's, pardon me, that's not the answer. Did you hit your girlfriend? I did hit her. That's the answer. And then you go, now, here were the circumstances. She picked up a golf club, and she was about to knock the living daylights out of me, and she'd already hit me before. Now, okay, that's reasonable. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. No, nobody gets a pass by putting their hands on one another, because that's what the women's movement wants. The women's movement wants to tell you, I'm a woman. I'm strong. Hear me roar. You mess with me, I'll cold cock you. I'll pull a Lorena Bobbitt. I'll cut your weenie off in the middle of the night. I will do things to you to destroy you. But the minute something happens to them, I'm a poor little woman. How dare you? Ladies, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I'm not talking to you conservative women because you know how to be ladies. You know how to treat a man. You know that nobody should be putting their hands on you, nor should you be putting your hands on them. Look, I get it. Relationships are tough. People get in some bad circumstances. You might walk in one day and catch your significant other in bed with your best friend. That doesn't give you the right to hit them or shoot them or whatever. You have the right to leave the relationship. That's the right you have. You have the right to your reactions that involve you and only you. That's what you have the right to. And what's funny about this particular situation is Avenetti, who championed the idea of all of the things that have happened to these women and that they must be believed, he's the one who championed this. And suddenly it's turned back on him. And you know what he's saying? I want due process. I need to be believed. But he set in motion, he, along with the Democrats who wanted to destroy a great man, that would be Brett Kavanaugh, now Supreme Court Justice, thank you, Jesus. He was part of the machine that set this in motion to get this man, you know, kicked off, to ruin his life. And now it turns on Avenetti. And it's not done, folks. It's not done. It's going to capture lots of men, mostly liberal leftist men. That's who it's going to capture most. But the Democrats aren't going to care about that for a while. Because they're after one guy. They're after Donald Trump. And anybody associated with him, anybody that touches Trump, is bad news. But you know what? Here's the good news. There were many Democrats, I'll use Claire McCaskill as an example, who said, don't bring Obama into my town. It'll hurt me. See, that's the real temperature of the water. It isn't Trump who's being vilified. It's Barack Obama. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We will be back shortly. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. Tensions are high at the Mexican border town of Tijuana, where a group of residents clashed with migrants camped out by the U.S. border fence. This resident of Tijuana says there's a right way and a wrong way to come into the country.
It feels like they invaded, and that was not the correct way, but I know all of them are not like that.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pled guilty to killing his pregnant wife and their two daughters and unborn son, was sentenced to life in prison today. Watts did have a chance to address the court.
Mr. Watts, as I indicated when we began, you have the right to make a statement if you choose to. Would you like to make a statement?
No, sir.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The mother and
that's what
team.
Everybody is suspecting. Now, let me get your thoughts on the awful situation in your home state of California, Lieutenant Governor of California, the fires that are going on. This is what the president over the weekend tweeted about the fires. There is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California, except that forest management is so poor. Billions of dollars are given each year with so many lives lost, all because of the gross mismanagement of the forest. Remedy now or no more Fed payments. What's your reaction to that?
I don't think I can say it on television.
Say what
this
you
is.
By the way, we're showing some live pictures of Los Angeles County right now.
But this
you can see the smoke.
The president simply doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't understand that 31 people have lost their lives, that an entire community of 26,000 people is totally destroyed. It is gone. The homes are gone. Cars lined up across the roads. He doesn't understand. He has no empathy. He doesn't have any humanity. People have died. People have lost everything. And he comes up with this crazy, bizarre tweet that has no relevance to what is actually happening. It's not a forest problem. It is a global climate change problem. It is hot. It is dry. It is California in the future. We're going to have to make changes to be sure.
I love listening to leftists talk about how people die and there's no humanity on the other side, and I guess they get away with it. I don't know. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So that was Representative Garamendi. I played this the other day, but I want to play another one because there's another guy out of California that blames global climate change again, and that's their thing. Global climate change. They're going to say this until we're blue in the face. And I'm going to tell you, it's a losing battle for them if we learn how to fight it. Because let me put it to you very succinctly. Black folks and Latinos and other minorities don't give a crap about global climate change. They don't give a crap about it. They give a crap about their neighborhoods. Are they safe? Their schools? Are they good? Opportunity for jobs and advancement in jobs. They don't care about this. And Donald Trump, thankfully, is putting it to bed. But I want to just talk about how crazy things are. And with climate change, but I want to play the second clip, then we'll go into it. Here we go.
I want to talk more about the wildfires there and the president's visit this afternoon. Joining us now, a Democratic congressman from California, Eric Swalwell. Good to see you as always, Congressman. I want to just lay out some of the numbers, at least
1,000 people are missing. 74 people are dead. And President Trump says other countries spend lots of time on, quote, raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. Congressman, what say you?
Well, I just landed in San Francisco, and on approach, you couldn't see the entire Bay Area. And that is the choking, air from this fire that's 200 miles away, to just give people an idea of what is going on in Northern California. So first, thank you to the firefighters who are helping folks and the first responders. But there are a number of things at play here. One, historic drought in California. Two, the inability to address climate change. Also, development in high-risk fire areas and utility lines that are close to trees and high winds. Debris from trees hit those utility lines and set the area ablaze. Those all have to be addressed, but that's something that has to be done thoughtfully with presidential leadership, local leadership, and not assigning blame or trying to insult the victims.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we have Garamendi saying global climate change is the reason for the fires. We have Swalwell, congressman from California, saying global climate change is the reason for the fires. None of them blaming what actually is the reason for the fires. Before we get into the real reason, let me tell you what John Kerry said. Speaking with The Guardian, Kerry raged against Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. You know what I'm angry about? People are going to die because of the decision Donald Trump made. My kids and my grandkids are going to face a difficult decision because of what Donald Trump has done. A difficult life, he says. Yeah. Edward Abbey said this of California. There is science, logic, reason. There is thought verified by experience. And then there's California. So now we've got these fires that are raging in California. And the Federalists, who have been somewhat anti-Trump, have actually said this. Trump is right. Mismanagement, overregulation deserve most of the blame. But he should keep in mind that the federal government owns 57% of California forest land. This management is also not a result of a lack of care. Believe me, Californians care. Growing up, we spend almost as much time talking about fire safety as we do hiding under our desk practicing for earthquakes. We see just as much Smokey the Bear as we do of Mickey Mouse. California and federal agencies have mismanaged forests, not because they don't care, but because they chose the agenda of environmentalists over common sense forest management. The result has been deadly. California liberalism is what's killing these people. Why are the Republicans not running ads to that effect? California, stop killing yourselves. Mismanagement of your forests, that's what's done it. The federal government owns 45.8% of California's land. 4% is owned by the state. 51% is privately owned. Cal Fire manages both state and private land. Part of the reason that it's so difficult to manage California's forests is the bureaucratic milieu. The Forest Service manages 193 million acres of land, has 28,000 employees, an annual outlay of $7 billion a year. This is 2017 analytical perspective from the budget of the U.S. government. For decades, environmental protection schemes have taken over common sense. So, fire ecologists say the surest way of preventing massive forest fires is to use prescribed burns. You guys have heard me talk about this on the show. I say Californians have stopped doing the controlled burns that rejuvenate forests and so on and so forth. So the California EPA states that, and this is a quote, prescribed burning is the intentional use of fire to reduce wildlife hazards, clear down trees, control plant diseases, and improve rangeland and wildlife habitats and restore natural ecosystems. Prescribed burns keep forests healthy by burning up the underbrush that accumulates on the forest floor and by thinning trees. But for decades, the Forest Service has suppressed most fires. Now, this is according to a California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection executive summary. Land and fire management have in many cases increased fire hazard. In some shrub types, fire suppression appears to have shifted the fire regime away from more smaller fires towards fewer larger fires. Now, despite scientific evidence, federal governments continue to spend money on fire suppression rather than prescribed burns. And the Forest Service has performed prescribed burns on an average of 2 million acres a year for the past 10 years. I'm giving you these stats so you have an idea of what's not happening. So the Forest Service, for the sake of this discussion, has only performed prescribed burns on 11.3% of the land that it manages. So they were asked, why did these California wine country fires, why were they so bad last October? And fire ecologist, Sasha Berleman said, we have 100 years of fire suppression that has led to a huge accumulation of fuel loads. So California is literally burning itself up. These fires are fires that the mismanagement of their lands has allowed to occur. And it's the environmentalists, these so-called environmentalists who, oh, we care about the spotted owl and some obscure chipmunk or whatever, that are getting people, animals killed, getting homes destroyed, billions of dollars of homes. And then what do? They blame us. They blame conservatives. We're the reason for this. I'd like to know how. They don't let you. The reason why we started depending upon Canadian lumber is because they won't let us take lumber out of the forest that needs to come out. And by the way, replenishes the forest, because for every tree that they take out, they plant X number of new ones. And at least two of those, they've looked at the numbers, are meant to grow in place of one. So America, it attempts to double its forest size every time they take a tree. Every time. But do you think they care? You think the left cares? Of course they don't. It's a great narrative to say Donald Trump wants to kill all those people, that he enjoys watching Americans suffer. A guy who fights to keep Muslims out of this country that are from terror states, a guy that fights to keep leftist banditos coming from Mexico that want to rape and be in gangs, and they say he doesn't care. It's crazy that we allow them to sell these narratives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Al Jarreau had a hit song called It Looks Like Trouble in Paradise. Do you remember this song? You guys are young. Remember the song, but it goes, it looks like trouble in paradise, when you're burning love that's cold as ice. And the Democrats are burning love that's cold as ice. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Not because of my musical pleasure to ability to be able to pleasure you that way. In the old days, I could sing. I really did. I had a pretty decent voice. Now stop looking at me like I'm crazy. I did have a good voice. And it actually is pretty sexy at times, but I'm not the singer I used to be. Maybe I'm getting too old. Maybe it's because I don't practice. Maybe it's because I've never really been a great singer, but I've only thought I was. But whatever it may be, the Democrats are the ones in trouble, not me, because I don't make a living singing. I make a living by telling people, giving you the truth. That's the way I make my living. CBC wants Perez out. You know who Tom Perez is, right? Tom Perez runs the Democrat National Committee, the DNC. He runs the DNC. He and Keith Ellison, a wife beater, a woman beater, who's now the new AG of Minnesota, the highest guy in the land, wants to practice Sharia law. He's a Muslim and a wife beater and a girlfriend beater. And he was going to be, he was like the number two with the DNC or co-leader of the DNC. Former congressman, he's out of Congress, bringing Somalis and other Muslims into Minnesota. They've elected the craziest group of people on the planet, and it's in with no signs of things changing. Democrats are still suffering white guilt there. But the blacks are revolting. The plantations, Lavatour? Who is it that overthrew Haiti? Toussaint Louverture? Anyway, the natives are restless. The slaves are about to pull a Spartacus, and they're revolting, and they're getting off the plantation because they want Perez gone. The Congressional Black Caucus voted no confidence in Democratic Chairman Tom Perez. And I want you to understand this, too. Nancy Pelosi said she was going to win easily win the speaker's position in the House, and she's being contested. They don't sound like winners to me, the people who won the House, when they're like, oh, now we're going to figure out who we want to be our House leader. Nancy says, I'm going to be it. You don't have a choice. You colored people on this plantation better know it. You know what I found out? I found out Nancy Pelosi has raised more money than any politician ever. Ever. Your ability to be speaker is based on your ability to pull, to tell people, I'm going to get the funds. And Nancy, there is nobody that can compete with Nancy Pelosi in getting the funds. Two people in this election cycle put over $200 million in. You want to know who they are? Tom Steyer and Bloomberg. And do you know Nancy Pelosi picked up the phone and said, guys, I need your help here and here. And she did it. She's got Soros. That woman has Black Book that would make my billionaire friends jealous. That's how she does it. And Nancy, look, the black folks can complain about her all they want. Who was it? One of the members of the Congressional Black Circus, one of the circus clowns, said, Nancy Pelosi, we may have to look at how we do things. And Nancy Pelosi's sitting back chuckling at these people. She's chuckling at them. She's like, once I drop the spigot to the Democratic Party, you'd be toast. Now, I would test her. Let me tell you how I'd do it. I'd test her because I'd say, well, then do it, Nancy. Go for it. And let me tell you why. Because Nancy Pelosi is ideologically set to support the Democrats. What's she going to do? Cut it off? You going to cut that money off? No way she cuts that money off. Nancy Pelosi would be like, well, as much as I hate losing the speakership, you know, I'm still going to fundraise and help my party because she better. Take Tom Steyer out. This guy targeted some of the races that were 0.0 to 0.2% tight. He put millions of dollars into Beto O'Rourke's campaign. That guy is not, he was not even supposed to compete with Ted Cruz. Do you know the Texas Governor Abbott won by like 19 points? He was supposed to carry that ticket. Explain to me how somebody votes for the governor and doesn't vote for, I mean, a Republican who understands what was supposed to be going on for Donald Trump, and you don't vote for Trump by way of the Senate, a stalwart senator like Ted Cruz who has supported the president to the degree that he has, and he wins by 2 points over a dope-smoking former bad musician and miscreant? It's ridiculous. But the Democrats have their problems because there are many of them who are voicing their displeasure with Pelosi, the biggest fundraiser ever. I'm talking both sides of the aisle. And they're saying it publicly. They're risking their own districts where Pelosi says, oh, you were against me? Okay, well, I'm not going to have my big money people give you money. How does a person that's that dumb become so controlling over the people that have funds? How is it? I'm Speaker of the House. I get things done. With that role, you can. And maybe these people really believe she can pull it off. But wow. I'm telling you, that lady controls a ton of money. Now, I don't know what her thoughts are about Perez. I find Perez as useless and feckless as Barack Obama. Keith Ellison was the worst choice. They chose the two most radical people in their party. Now they've got Ocasio-Cortez, who's camping out at Nancy Pelosi's house office, in the Rayburn building, and essentially doing sit-ins against Nancy. It's not the Democrats are in disarray. The only question for us is, are we going to take advantage of it? Us, we, conservatives, Republicans. The CBC wants their leader out. The Congressional Black Circus Clowns wants Perez out. They're not happy with him. They took a symbolic vote that voiced their disconcern with the displeasure, rather, with the leadership of the party. They passed a measure inside of their caucus stating they have no confidence with him as DNC chair. Black caucus members, and here's what gets me, why they're mad. They're upset with how Perez handled the August vote to strip superdelegates of their power from casting a vote from any presidential election unless a second ballot is required. And that's what that's how the 2020 convention is going to be. They're mad because Bernie Sanders got screwed over by superdelegates. I mean, they're mad that Hillary Clinton is called to task and the Democrats were held their feet to the fire because these superdelegates are what got Hillary Clinton elected. Black people are mad that a woman who cheated her way into the president, into the primary and to become the representative for Democrats, beat up on Bernie Sanders. I mean, that's like some Jew hate. How could you possibly be mad that Tom Perez said, we're going to get rid of this superdelegate thing? I don't know what they have up their sleeves. Cedric Richmond, who's the Congressional Black Caucus chairman. You heard of him? He's a Democrat out of Louisiana. He said that the vote passed for a combination of reasons, but the primary reason was the superdelegate reforms adopted by the DNC earlier this year. But what are the other reasons? Are the other reasons that the Democrats have no direction? What are they? Let me give you some hints. Tom Perez can't raise money. Nancy Pelosi raises money. I just went through that. Tom Perez is, I mean, he's a talking head and an ineffective one. But here's another reason. The Democrats wanted to win the House and the Senate. They had done everything, and they had it all in place to cheat to win. The Tom Perez couldn't drag it over the finish line. That's a problem. That's a real problem. There's a host of reasons. What about the black and Latinos? How are they getting along in the Democratic Party? You think he's winning those people over? Every single group within the Democrat Party lost steam. Yet, if you look at their results, like, I think it was Florida or Minnesota, one of them, they got more people to theoretically, and I'm using my finger quotes, to come out during the election cycle, than in any previous election cycle. You have to look at the numbers. It's crazy. Let me just put it very succinctly. The Democrats cheated in ways that are unimaginable in all these places, and it's starting to leak out. I don't know what it's going to do in terms of the overall thing, but I'm telling you, when you see the level of cheating, you're going to remember what I told you, that we actually won the House.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.